In the age of knowledge and the internet, our society is plagued by many debates, ranging from abortion to voting rights, to gun laws, and to our traditions. Take one look at American news or political pundits, and you will find many reactionaries. If one side stakes its position on an issue, the other side will race to the opposite end to oppose them. Rather than siding with their opponents and working on a solution, many will sacrifice reason and truth out of spite for the other side. I intend to do the opposite, and I do believe the philosophy I am a proponent of gives us all the best way to deal with these key issues. I am an American conservative, and I see it as my duty to defend the American tradition the best way I see fit. This is to be done with reason and conversation to hopefully discover the truth. Many will demean conservatism as progressivism that is driving the speed limit. While that might be true on a very shallow surface level view, it falls apart upon examination. What American conservatism seeks to do is preserve our institutions that form the structure of our house that keeps it strong and standing, while working to better live up to the values upon which that house was built. Sadly, modern conservatives like Matt Walsh and Candace Owens have become reactionary and dogmatic, and have thus become erosive and divisive for the culture at large. Take how Candace responded to the murder of George Floyd, for example, where she dragged his name through the mud. Yes, George Floyd had a criminal past and did something awful. Yes, George Floyd had drugs in his system, but anyone watching can at least admit how he and the situation was treated wrong. If this was out of character from Candace, I could be more gracious, but she talks down to black people every chance she gets. So, I am inclined to not be gracious. Then there is Matt Walsh, who is so cynical that he claims the United States is not united because of the acceptance of transgenders. We cannot forget the more recent Bridget Gabrielle tweet, where she said Harry Styles was a disgrace to entertainment, to Western civilization, and an embarrassment to humanity in general. Seriously, how reactionary and cynical do you have to be to get so low as Candace, or as divisive as Bridget, that you may have to make an issue out of nothing? I am a conservative. I want to fight the culture war, but I am not fighting battles over what a rich man wears. Show me that, and I will get annoyed that you wasted my time. What do you want? A national dress code? If you want that, then you can enforce it yourself and see what happens. You will get laughed at for that absolute clownery. Before I start writing anything, I sit down and do a bit of research to make sure I am correct. Being truthful and representing things as they are meant to be represented is important to me. It confused me as to why conservatism is so superficial and shallow these days. It has not always been that way. It did not start out that way. It is not just a way of life the common man lives, but it is the perpetuation of tradition bequeathed to us by those who came before, and the realization of the values not adequately lived up to. Modern conservative thought leaders lack compassion. Even if they were right, nobody wants to listen. And that goes for anyone under the same label. If they hear conservative, our opponents, they think of, I'm not even sad the man died because he did something wrong in his past. It is like how when people think of Christianity, some people will think of the Westboro Baptist Church picketing the funerals of fallen heroes. These conservatives had blurred the lines between conservatism and their personal preferences. At one point, the conservative Christians fought against different genres of music. There is a way conservatives can critique the messages of artists, but standing against whole new genres is not conservatism. Your dislike of people with a record is not conservatism. We, as conservatives, are supposed to be preserving our institutions and justice for all who are wronged in the eyes of the law, which is one such institution, and making the necessary advancements for our institutions to reflect our values. Crossing our arms and glaring is not doing that. It is sitting down on the road waiting for the culture to run us over or drive around us. If the alarmists are right and the culture is barreling down the road towards a cliff, we should deploy spike strips and fight to stop it. From a philosophical position, the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy has a citation for conservatism that reads, "Compared to liberalism and socialism, conservatism has suffered philosophical neglect." Broad, 1913, 396-7. For the longest time, I never thought about why liberalism and socialism is so appealing to people. It is because their thinkers haven't neglected it the same way conservatives have neglected theirs. I came to conservatism through study and determined it had the most truth and was the most beneficial to society in the long run. This is something I have been most concerned with growing up. Is it true? What is the truth? At one point in my life, I was about to turn back to being an atheist. But I started listening to people like William Lane Craig and John Lennox, and realized I could not, because I had been convinced that Christianity is true. I am captive to the truth and better living up to my values, which means living up to standards like James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak. I am ever failing at living up to these values. If you follow me on Twitter, you will know I have a proclivity to down-talk people for being dumb and occasionally cussing people for things like bullying my friend over posting about her breakup. It is funny every time these moments happen because my mom will always say, "Can you just stop getting into fights with people?" And a lot of these just happen by accident, I swear. But I simply cannot stop fighting these people. However, I can do better to restrain myself when interacting with them. It would be good for me to do so because at some point I realized I was not listening to people. While I do not support the Black Lives Matter organization, I came to support BLM in a way that I would stand with them in demanding reform of our justice system and the police departments. This should not be controversial for conservatives since our former President Trump signed things like the First Step Act. I should have been listening earlier and speaking less. It took me a year to come to the conclusion I should have done the same with Colin Kaepernick. I still do not support kneeling during the anthem, but everybody who has the ability needs to be working on a solution to fix our system. Not only will it help Black people, but it would make things better for everyone else. I have seen stories ranging from a policeman shooting a mentally ill kid being restrained, to a boyfriend playing video games with his girlfriend getting shot by a policeman responding to a noise complaint. Both of these guys were white. The people who got shot, they were white, I mean. I do not believe we can put a 100% stop to unjust police shootings, but shootings like Philando Castile should not have happened, and there are things we can do to prevent them. Change will not happen overnight, but for the safety of everyone involved, from officer to civilian, we should be busting these police unions, removing qualified immunity, making trainers longer and more in-depth, and a variety of other things. In keeping with trying to do better at listening to the other side, I do not believe I can in good faith support Donald Trump if he runs in 2024. Since before he lost, it was clear that he polarized politics to a toxic degree. I grant you that the blame for that cannot be put on his shoulders alone because of people like Maxine Waters calling for violence against his supporters. But he did not do anything to help it. Things will get worse if we bring back the man who cannot accept that he lost. Conservatives should have learned this lesson from our liberal friends when they cannot accept the 2016 elections and attempted to get rid of him through Mueller and impeachment. When they go low, we go lower was not supposed to be the motto. The moment it became evident President Trump lost, and it became clear it was not stolen, we should have done what the liberals did not do in 2016, concede and move on. Instead, we let the 2020 election stop and divide us. If we truly wanted to show the values of conservatism and appeal to the common everyday person, we should have said, we lost this one, congratulations, we will see you in the next one. Followed by ramping up outreach to communities the Republican Party tends to neglect, such as the black community. Trump did not get more support from those communities because of the Republican Party. It was because of the outreach he did and his rhetoric. Unlike conservative commentators like Candace Owens, he did not berate and talk down to these communities. He showed they are willing to support our policies if we treat them right. However, conservatives and Trump ultimately shot themselves in the foot repeatedly from the presidential debates to January 6th to the current infighting. From what I have seen, they are prepared to do it again. We need to stop opposing whatever the other side supports just because they support it. Going forward as a conservative, I believe we should be offering conservative solutions to aforementioned issues, and as well as climate change, student debt, and other key voter issues. Not only that, we need to work on bettering our personal characters, not just for ourselves, but also for the health of society.